This is Snarky Puppy. That is an interesting name for a group, but I'm going to tell you, this is one awesome jazz group. Snarky Puppy. Time for sports celebration time. I'm not sure how all of you are feeling, but I imagine there might be a little bit of disappointment, but I imagine we got a whole lot of folks doing some big time smiling right about now.
Andrew McCutchen, he's the captain of this pirate ship.
I was watching, I'm pretty sure there are quite a few of us who were watching the NBA championship last night. What a game.
Irving drives, hop step inside, floats it up, misses. Rebound taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James with the rejection.
Oh, my goodness. Great pass by Curry, running hard by Iguodala, and superhuman defensive recovery by LeBron James.
And on that block, his hand was about at the top of the square above the rim. LeBron James, when he made that block, it was serious. And what was the final score, we're talking about just a few points. A close game all the way. I mean, this was a great series. It was a great championship. Let me show you something. Hold on for a minute. They're talking about reasons that LeBron James may be considered one of the best. And, of course, one of the questions that they're asking is whether or not he will possibly surpass the great Michael Jordan. And I tell you what. Now, I think it'll be important to, you know, keep looking at statistics over the coming years. The stats can help tell us the story, but let's keep looking. Five reasons I want us to take a look at what's happening with regards to, what do they call him, the king? Five reasons he had the best finals performance ever. He led both teams in points, rebounds, assists, rebounds, and steals. And he was the first player ever to do so. He led the Cavs back from a 3-1 finals deficit. First time an NBA team ever did that. 3-1 deficit in the finals. Came back and took it all. Thirdly, he recorded a triple-double in game 7. That's what Mr. Jordan did. He's the third person only in NBA history to do that. He went for 41 in a triple-double and 3 straight eliminations, beat the best regular season team in NBA history. He brought a title to Cleveland, his hometown. They're saying, hey, minus that last one happened, brought the title to his hometown. Those first one were some of the reasons that they say he had the best finals performance ever, courtesy of ESPN. What are your thoughts? Number one, what do you think about the fact that Cleveland won it all? Yes, won it all, ladies and gentlemen. I know. Now, I'm going to tell you where I was with this. On the one hand, I was preferring, okay, this was just a preference, and it was only a slight preference. For me, it was just a slight preference. I know a lot of you are really, really gung-ho fans, and you got your teams that you want to win. I understand that. I understand it. I do. For me, though, that's a slight preference for Golden State. From the very beginning, in fact, when I talked with people, I told them, hey, look, I'd like to see Golden State win it, but I won't be at all upset if Cleveland wins it. And I'll be honest with you, that's usually where I am with regards to these sports, these competitions, these athletic competitions. It's just not that big a deal to me. What I really want to see most of the time, really and truly, I want to see the referees call the game fairly. It doesn't matter to me whether we're talking about football, umpires in baseball, referees in basketball, whatever the sport is. I want the referees to do a good job calling the game. I want both teams to play their best, and I prefer that, and this is just a preference of mine, I prefer that both teams have all their starting players out there. It doesn't matter to me whether we're talking football, baseball, basketball. I prefer that they all have all their players healthy and in the game. And I prefer, this isn't a big deal now, but I prefer that the game be close. Most of the time, I prefer that it not be a runaway. Most of the time, I prefer that it's close because that's just more exciting to me. When it's going back and forth, this team has the lead for a few points, for several minutes. The other team comes back, they take the lead. The other team comes back, they regain the lead. I kind of like that kind of back and forth. In the case of Golden State and Cleveland, seriously, I preferred Golden State, but only slightly. And I was not going to be at all upset if Cleveland won. I'm not upset. I'm kind of happy that Cleveland won. I tell you what, even more specifically, I am glad that LeBron James has helped to lead his team to a championship in his hometown. That was something that I wanted for LeBron James before he left Cleveland. Before he went to Miami, I was preferring that he stayed in Cleveland, that whoever was making the decisions as to who they were going to be bringing on board to play with him, that they give him a good team to play with him so that that team right there in Cleveland could win the championship. Whether they won one or two, it didn't matter to me. I just kind of wanted LeBron James to stay right there in Cleveland, have a good supporting cast, however you want to look at them, and win the championship at home. I was glad when he decided to leave Miami and return to Cleveland. And I was hoping that it wouldn't take long, more than 3 seasons max, for him to win a championship. And that was the main reason, really, that really I kind of wanted, my preference was to see Golden State win because they'd done so well throughout the year. I like what Steph Curry was doing all season long. I said, wow, you know, these guys have really worked hard for this championship. I kind of like to see them go ahead and take the whole thing. But I wasn't going to be upset if Cleveland Cavaliers pulled what some may consider an upset. So I'm all right. I didn't go to bed sad. I was all right. Now, what do you think is going to happen next year? What do you think will happen next year? Will we see those same two teams in the finals again? Will we see one of those teams in the finals again? Can Cleveland get three championships within the next 5 to 6 seasons?
Yeah, worst time. We thought we were going to win. I was extremely confident coming into tonight, especially having Draymond back from the suspension from 5 and now, you know, 7, game 7 at home. But this is why you can't mess around, you know, and not that we messed around, but, you know, this is why every game counts. You know, game 5 was really the key. That was the turning point of the whole series. We didn't play well enough to win. It was, you know, a tough game for us with the circumstances. And I thought, you know, they had two guys who played epic games, Kyrie and LeBron, and that changed the whole series. But with that said, I thought we were gonna take care of business tonight at home, and we just couldn't get it done. I am so lucky to coach this incredible group of players who are so committed to each other, to the game, to the organization, and it was really an amazing year. It's been an incredible 2-year run. We're disappointed that it didn't go our way at the end, but that's life. Did the better team win? Yes. Yeah, better team won. That's the beauty of the NBA playoffs. You play a 7-game series, the best team wins, and they were better than us in this series.
What integrity, what sportsmanship. That, to me, just helps to say it all. And this coming from the other side. And he said, they were the better team. They played better. Now, I'm just saying, if that's the position, that the team who was, I mean, they were in it. You know he wanted that win. Didn't get it. And that was his attitude. I'm telling you, I take my hat off to him. Draymond Green really impressed me too when he went over to the Cavaliers side, congratulated them on their win, and went to one of the men who he had gotten into a bit of a slight skirmish with at one point during the game and gave him a strong hug and congratulated him. He went to LeBron James. I thought Draymond Green was such a big person for having done that. I'll be right back.